This morning I read two verses from the fourth chapter of John, and I'd just like to look at that again. It's the story of the woman at the well, and I've been thinking about this today. And you know, I was thinking about this coming back from Warrensburg after I was picking up the cake for tomorrow morning. And I was thinking about this water. I never fully understood what was the water that the well represented that she was going to drink of. We know she said it was Jacob's well. The Samaritans had claimed it, and they felt that they had the blessing of it. And here she was drawing from this well. And Jesus said that he that draweth from the well that she was going to be drawing that water of, that natural well, that person would thirst again. And I thought, now isn't that interesting? And then I thought about the context of that woman's life. Jesus told that woman that she was living in sin. We know that she had five husbands, and then the Lord said, and the one that you're living with now is not your husband. And in the context of her life and in relation to that well that she was drinking at, that she would have to drink at again and again, it came to me, well, she was drinking at natural pleasures. And I thought back to the times when I was in the world, I was unsaved and a young man living in the world, and I saw how that's exactly how it is. And I mentioned this to not too long ago, so don't think that I'm getting senile at such a young age. I know that I mentioned it not too long ago. A lot of you weren't here. But I remember how as a young person in high school, we would just live for the weekend. And just live for something that we could do, perhaps the next party or the next activity or the next ball game or the next outing, the next picnic, the next whatever. It always had to be something, but you know, we always had to be going back and going back and going back and going back. And isn't that just how our natural thirst is? Now, you might get a good drink of water tonight, but I'll tell you in the morning you'll want another one. And perhaps in the afternoon you'll need another one, and then tomorrow night if it's real hot you'll need another one, and you have to keep on going back and going back and going back. But you know, Jesus promised something that would be within us that we would have and we would never thirst. And I thought, my Lord, that's exactly what happened when I got saved. Jesus, you put something within my heart that was so satisfying that it was a river of living water springing up all the time, and I didn't have to go back and back and back. Why, I just was satisfied because you were there, and you are the satisfying portion. I don't know if this blesses you the way it blessed me, but it just became alive to my soul. Why, Lord, when you come to a soul, you make that soul alive and you satisfy that soul completely. And it's not dependent upon the joys of the natural life. And you know, sometimes I think we as Christians, we need to recognize that our joy is in Jesus. Sometimes when we begin, it's so wonderful. But then as we go along the way, perhaps we get a little bit away from that wonder of Jesus himself. And perhaps we start drinking at those old fountains again. And I'm sure every one of us from time to time are tempted along that line. And the Lord allows them. And some of the things are not sinful that we enjoy. But you know, you have to keep on going back to them. And they never really satisfy. But this Jesus... It says that he that drinketh of the water that he should give him, that water would be in him a well springing up into everlasting life. And I'm thankful that the Lord has more of those waters for every one of us. I would like to drink of those waters in these days more deeply. I mentioned this morning that I felt we should be expecting today for that waters, but not just today, but we ought to really launch in these days for that water that Jesus has for us. That if a man drinks, he'll never thirst again. Oh, Jesus is such a satisfying Savior, and he has such a wonderful supply for us. And you know, I believe that this scripture also fits in with the verse that we heard from our sister Caroline. Because you know, when you look at this woman's experience, she really was filled with joy and peace and believing, and she abounded in hope. And we know that the water was a representation of the Holy Spirit. You know what happened after she believed? She was filled with joy and she believed, and she went back to all the people that were in that city, and she began to say, I found him who is the Messiah. And you know, she brought many to the Lord Jesus Christ, and many came and heard the words of Jesus, and they believed in Jesus because they heard the word. She was filled with joy and peace because she believed, and she abounded in hope. She had a new hope in her heart. This woman was completely transformed from that time, and she abounded in that hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'd like to say to us, folks, we need to drink at that fountain more than we have been. And perhaps you've come to camp really hungry. Well, drink at that fountain and believe the Lord to sort of give you something that's way beyond the natural water that you'll have to keep on going back to. And I believe we as Christians, the Lord would really like to make us alive unto the pleasures that are in Himself. We as Christians, we don't have to go to the world for our pleasure. We don't have to do the things of the world and have the hobbies even of the world and these different things that would occupy our attention. But we have a wonderful, satisfying portion in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm so thankful for Him. And I want to, in these days, to drink more deeply of that water that Jesus promised would satisfy my heart so completely. I've been thinking this day, oh God, You have so much more for us. You have so much more for me. Help me to drink. And I know that as we begin to drink in these days, that God will do great things for us. And we'll be satisfied that we tasted of the water of life and that water that will never run dry.
Now none but Christ can satisfy.
Lord, we pray at this time, while we are here, that You will fill us with the finest of the wheat. Oh God, we pray that You will satisfy every one of our hearts completely. Lord, do become more real, more precious to all of us. We pray, oh God, that You will cause us to see the glories of Your kingdom and of Yourself that You have for us. Yeah. We pray, Lord, that You will draw us from the attractions of the natural and of the world. We pray, oh God, that You will cause our dull ears to be quickened and our eyes to be anointed to see You more clearly and to enjoy You more fully. Lord, we pray that You'll do this for all of us in a greater way in these days. We pray, O God, that every one of us will be able to drink of the waters of life that are flowing freely.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Precious Jesus.
couple.
Jesus.
Something happened at that time that I was dissatisfied with the world. It never held the allure. It never held the desire for me since I drank at that well. A satisfaction came in when I took that drink of water that Jesus offered me, when he revealed himself to me as Lord and King. I have to look back to that point in time and say, it satisfied me. And all the different failures and different disappointments through the years have only occurred because I've gotten my eyes off Jesus Christ and I've desired other things. But through that 32 years, there's nothing in this world that could compare to that satisfaction that Jesus Christ gives. And I know every one of you sitting here have experienced that same type of satisfaction. That's why you're here. Some more than 32 years, some less. But once the Lord gets a hold of your life, and once you drink of that living water, believe me, nothing else will satisfy.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Father, we pray thee that this week shall be a week of drinking,
yes,
at the fountain.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes, God.
A real drinking at the fountain.
Yes.
and of real refreshing from the presence of the Lord. We know, Lord, that you are here. And we know, Lord, you're going to meet every one of us in your precious and holy name. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We desire you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I just would like to welcome all of you, if I haven't had a chance to do so personally. And also to just announce and to remind you that we have our service here in this building tomorrow morning at 10:30. Breakfast, of course, is at 8:30, as usual for all of us. But we have our morning service here at 10:30 tomorrow morning. There'll be a Sunday school tomorrow afternoon at 4, and I'm sure that will be a time of blessing to you. And we'll just sort of giving you a preview of the Lord's Day, and then, of course, our evening service at nighttime at 7:30. Let's believe God to come and to work in us and to do for us exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. In case anybody didn't hear the announcement at the supper table, I would just simply like to advise you, kindly bring your car onto the grounds and out of the parking lot so that there may not be any vandalism done to your car while you're here over this weekend. Praise the Lord. One other thing, and that is this. I realized after it was all over with that I had sort of overstepped the boundaries tonight myself, and so I was guilty, and I'll have to ask forgiveness of the proper people. But anyway, I just want to say this, that we have some of our men's staff members still living down in Plymouth Village and in Natick, and consequently we have to ask that you ladies do not just wander down there aimlessly and thoughtlessly, because it is their own private quarters down there. As I say, my wife and I took some friends down there tonight to see the longhouse and so on. But we have to make sure that the coast is clear. And so if you'll kindly keep that in mind. And don't go down there, please, unless it has been cleared with those who are in charge. Our brother Keith is still down there and probably will be for a little time yet. And one or two others are down there. And so consequently, we want to sort of keep it as off limits. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you that you are working in our midst and going to work in our midst. We pray, O God, that you'll cover this whole camp with your precious blood this night. For your great name's sake, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We ask our guests if they will leave this room as quickly as possible so we can have our staff meeting, which immediately follows. Thank you.